Good morning. Usually my podcast is called Bedside with Jay. But today, I guess I feel a little bit more comfortable coming to you guys in voice than on camera because I'm a little shy when I get on camera. I don't know why. I have no problem speaking in front of large crowds of people. I have spoke at numerous events. But anyway, I just wanted to verbally welcome you all to the group. My name is Jay, for those of you who do not know. Jay Love is what I go by. And this group was created for my business. I am an intimacy coach. I am in the business. I'm in the business of pleasure. So I work with a lot of business partners. The foundation that I'm under is Bedroom Candy. So I have been in the business for over 3 years now, and it's been such a life-changing event. So if you haven't heard of Bedroom Candy, I advise you look into it. It's a business that was created for sexual health and wellness by Candy Burress. And you guys might know her from Atlanta Housewife, Escape, etc. Awesome businesswoman. I'm so thankful for this opportunity. So this group was created based on that, being able to speak to open-minded individuals, mature individuals, to touch focal points on sexual health and wellness. So we will have a lot of fun, but I also want you guys to learn. You know, people base knowledge on age, but everyone is different. Everyone comes from different spaces. And there are different times in your life where certain things are more recognizable than they were when you may have been younger. So, you know, we don't judge here. It's a sex positive environment where you can feel free to be as mediocre or out there as you want to be. And I dare somebody to say something negative. No, I don't want you to do that, but I'm saying you will be excluded from the group. I know people say it's a freedom of speech, but in here, if it's not sex positive, I don't want it. I want everyone to be comfortable and free to be who they are and who they aspire to be. And it's not just all about sex, but it's about the wellness of one's body and being confident in who you are. We are sexual beings, so being confident in that space it's amazing. You know, you don't have to feel like in this group you have to have a partner to enjoy or partake. Being confident in yourself makes a great difference. You know, it was a long time before I had a partner, a companion. So I actually grew into my sexual being from being a part of Bedroom Candy. It allowed me to open my eyes to a lot of things about myself. So, you know, we don't shame people here. We don't talk about what someone should or should not do. And that word nasty, that's not a word we like to use here. So feel free at any time to inbox me if you have any questions about sexual health and wellness. If you have some concerns that's going on with you, or maybe with your relationship when it comes to sexual wellness and intimacy, please reach out. I do packages. I do private sessions. I would be glad to be your intimacy coach. So once again, welcome to the family. Please feel free to like, share, and also if you have something that you want to include, go ahead and shoot it to me by email or just submit it. I do have to review it first because some of the ones that we've gotten that was not related to sexual health and wellness, I had to decline. So my apologies for that, but I want to stay focused. If you'd like to place an order or book a party with me, I'm only doing virtual parties, which is just as effective as me being in person. You'll still get the same energy and spirit that I bring in my parties. So feel free to book me. In the meantime, it is Freaky Friday, so I want you guys to have an awesome weekend and watch my live on Sunday so you can win some prizes. Peace and love. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Jay Love Karen, and welcome to my podcast. I'm just going to get right into it today. I started a post about this, but then I stopped. It's like, I don't want to type all of this. I want to talk about it. So let's get into it. Some of my friends and I, we laugh and we talk about things that change us or have changed in your life. Once you get that fabulous age of 40, you start to develop something mysterious but great and profound in your life. It's called I Don't Give a Fudge. Okay, and you know what you can substitute that fudge for, right? Honestly, it's just the most breathtaking thing that you can ever establish within your life. Let me tell you, you don't worry about what other people have to say about you, because at some point, what someone else has to say about you is an opinion that is formed within their experience, and it could be absolutely no experience at all, but they formed this about you, right? So sometimes it has absolutely nothing to do with you. Absolutely nothing to do with you. Do you know that someone can dislike you? And if you ask them why, they can't tell you. Trust the theory. Even amongst family and friends, they can say, okay, let's say Roliti. Never heard anybody with that name, so that's the name I'm going to use, Roliti. Okay, so yeah, I don't know what it is about Roliti, but she thinks she and this, that, and the other. So, as a listening ear, you can ask, well, girl, what did Roliti do to you? Well, she didn't do nothing to me, but it's just she think how she walk around and, you know, the way she talks and what she dressed. I think she's too old to be wearing that. And she hasn't done anything to you for you to feel this way. So that's what I mean by a lot of times the disposition that someone has about a person has nothing to do with the interaction of them and that person at all. It's just their own personal feelings that they have gathered towards this person. You'll notice in life that once you begin to do your own thing, when you dance to the beat of your own drums, people will not like that. They are routine. People are routine and they like things to be the same. When I saw that post, it was from an awards show. Oh my goodness, it was just so eye-opening and breathtaking. It said,
be around people that light up when they see you. Oh my goodness, that was just the most eye-opening thing I had ever heard in such a long time. Be around people that light up when they see you. Oh my goodness. And let me tell you, from my own personal experiences, I have went above and beyond out of my way to go to others' events that, you know, maybe it was no interest of me, but because of my love and care for the person who's hosting this event or whatever event it was, and this goes back even to my 20s, okay, I made sure that I made it, right? And so once I got there, I'm looking around to find my comfort zone, because of course, whoever event it was that they're working the floor, but it's other people there that you know that supposedly, you know, like you, some of them family, you know, and you get there and it's like, hey, so-and-so, oh, hi, how you doing? And that's it. And I would find myself sitting there alone most of the time at the table. And if someone was to come over, the words, it would be two sentences at the most, right? So I was finding it hard to as I got older, to understand that, because, I didn't think anything of it. I just felt like I was coming and supporting a friend and, you know, doing what I do. That's what I do. If I love, I don't know how to be two-sided or short-sighted. If I love you, I love everybody, but you know what I mean. If you're in my circle and I'm down, I'm going to do what I can to support. If I can't support you, it's something, you know, your event or whatever, it's really something that it's going on with me that I can't. But I had to make myself not feel guilty anymore. I'm not feeling guilty because I can't make it to everybody's event. It's several times that I've had events and maybe the same people showed up, or I had to cancel because no one showed up. And I was not mad at all. I didn't feel any kind of way. It was just canceled and I moved on. Or if it was just me and a couple people, I moved on and I enjoyed whatever that moment was. But I've had people that have events, and if you don't make it to their event, they have an attitude. How are you mad at someone else for the choices that they made? It's just simple. If you feel that they are not reciprocating that same energy towards you, you don't go. You don't reciprocate it. At some point, you stop it. So it's like we get in our feelings about a lot of things that we don't have to. But my whole thing with that, be around people that light up when you see them, you know that's genuine. It's like they are really glad that you made it. And you can tell the fake, hi, I'm so glad you came. And that was it. You never hear from that person again, like until the next event or they need you again. You know that's fake. That one is fake. So you could have kept your gift. You could have kept your time and stayed your ass at home, because they don't care if you came or not. I've had people, you know, that I hadn't seen in a while. Now, especially during this pandemic, I'm kind of choicey as to where I go and where I don't go. And that's my choice. I can go where I want to go. Who in the hell would want to sit up and feel sick about making a decision to go somewhere that they really didn't even want to go in the first place? And then because of that decision, now you're sick. Who in the hell would want to live with that guilt among themselves? So you take it upon yourself to do what's best for you. I don't care if the other one is in their feelings because you didn't come. Because the person should be able to understand. I don't care if this has been going on for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. If you choose not to go, why are they mad? Why would they be in their feelings? Because they really don't care. The party didn't stop. Nothing stopped. And like I said, then you get to those events and those people are not lighting up when they see you. They're just glad that you're there and you brought a gift. And they can say, oh, I had a good turnout. 100 people came. Or they're happy to see the ones that they frequent with all the time. Now, don't let my negative opinion on this thing change you if that's not how you feel. But I'm sure it's somebody out there that feels the way that I feel. And this is for you. That's who this is for. Get that I don't give a fudge attitude. Okay? My thing is, if a person is missing you and they have your number, how are you missing me? You have my number. You can pick up the phone. You can call me. You can take your phone and text message. Hey, how are you? I miss you. I love you. I don't have a problem with that. My friends will tell you, I text all the time to keep in touch. If it's a couple months went by, it's like, okay, no, I haven't heard from such and such. Sometimes I get a text back. Sometimes I don't. But I'm going to do what's on my heart to do. Right? So, I mean, you know, you miss someone, then you reach out if that's what you do. But don't host an event and then you don't see the person and you're upset because they don't come. You are now in your feelings. You are in your feelings. Because if your event went on and you had a great time, what are you mad for? What's the problem? What problem do you have with this person? What did they do to you besides not show up for something for whatever reason they chose not to show up? What did it stop for you? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You had a great time. You had a great turnout. And you appreciated those that were there. So there should be no animosity. I've had people say that they miss me. And then when I see them, the energy, oh my goodness, it's horrible. The energy is like, where you been? Broken English, excuse me, ain't nobody seeing you. You can feel all of that. That's not love. That's not, it's not funny. It's not a joke. So these people who are greeting you this way, they don't care that you haven't been around. They don't care the reason that you haven't been around, because if they cared, then they would have called. They're not going to ask someone else, hey, where's such and such? Why haven't we seen her? Why is she not around? Because if you got that connection with that person, you can pick up the phone and call them. You can make, it doesn't have to be an event. If you really miss them, you can pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, I miss you. I want to meet you for lunch. Let's meet for lunch. Let's meet for coffee. It's summertime. Meet me at a park. Let's go walking together. You don't give a F either. You're just stirring up shit. You're just stirring it up. Because what have that person done to you? Nothing. But not make it to something that you're at. That was your choice. So you enjoy it and have a good time. Leave the person alone. Because if you're having those type of feelings towards someone because they made a decision for themselves, you have the problem. When I don't see some of my friends that I haven't seen, I'm not mad because I haven't seen them. When I see them, I'm happy. I'm gonna greet them. They may get tired of me. Oh my gosh, girl, I missed you so much. Have you been? It's so good to see you. We're having a good time. We're not even talking about anybody, catching up about anybody else's business. We're catching up about our own business. Where we're at in life, what we aspire, maybe what's been going on with us. So now we know where we're at because it's been a minute. But you're going to see nothing but smiles, maybe hugs and cries because of some of the things maybe we've been through. But no animosity. I'm not going to say, hey, girl, I've been to your events, but where have you been? I haven't seen you. That's not coming from a space of love. Not at all. Not at all. So I have been the queen to get that I don't give a fudge attitude, because I know me. I know that I go above and beyond when there's something going on or to support my friends in the best way that I can, that I know how. Even if I'm not there, I'm supporting. And the other factor was that I don't give a fudge attitude was when someone has these negative emotions about you. So when someone is speaking badly on against you to someone else and they know you personally, they don't give a fudge because they have full access to you. So if there is a problem with you directly that they care about because they're speaking on it, they can go directly to the source, which is you. And then you can kindly listen and maybe adjust whatever the situation is, if you were wrong and you feel that way, or you can tell them where to go. And you don't give a fudge. Because at that point, it's their problem and not yours. 9 out of 10, when you ask someone what someone has done to you personally, they will not have an answer. It's just the way you moved. That was not according to them. That was not good for them. Because you made a decision to do something great for yourself, or you made a decision to protect your own feelings, or you made a decision to protect you, your own needs. You're not wrong for that. You're not wrong for putting yourself first. When you're not harming anyone, you're not harming anyone. You're not taking anything from anyone. You're just doing what you feel is best for yourself. So tell me, why should you care if they don't? If they have not, they have a situation with you and they can't bring it to you, then they don't care. It's merely their problem and not yours. Because if I care enough and I have a problem with someone that I love, then I'm going to call them and say, hey, what's going on? How are you? How you been? You know, we're friends, and I just feel like whatever that situation was, I think you could have handled it better out of respect of the fact that, you know, the closeness that you and I have. And I just feel like my feelings were, you know, not respected. And then, mind you, remember what I said? Now, that's feelings. A lot of times, your feelings, it doesn't validate anything. We feel a certain way based on our experiences. You know, I can already be upset about something, and my son can come in and do something, and I'm upset because I'm already upset. Whatever he did, it seems 10 times worse. Although he's doing something that he does all the time. Or even if he switched it up, it's not even him, it's me. I'm in my feelings. Sometimes you gotta get out of those freaking feelings and take things for what they are. People are not here to do what you want them to do. They have their own lives to live. It's not your job to cater to people's feelings all day and neglect your own. How dare you even think that way of yourself? Don't neglect your feelings. Like I said the other day in a post that I made, it's like you can't help people without helping yourself. So sometimes you have to do that I don't give a fudge attitude. I don't give a fudge. I need to take care of me. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be me. Yeah, we all work together, but I can't work with anyone if I'm not working properly myself. Like the oxygen mask thing, I can't help everybody else on the plane when I can't breathe because I only got how many seconds left remaining to stand here before you because I can't breathe. So whatever it is that you're going through, especially if it's with a friend or family member or whatever, and you know in your heart you have not done anything purposely to cause harm or danger to anyone, and they have a problem with you, go ahead and factor in the I don't give a fudge. Just go ahead and make it easy on yourself. If it's big enough for them to talk about it to someone else about you, then it should be big enough for them to come to you and talk about it with you, because it is about you. And if they don't, who cares? Why are you wasting your time? Why are you wasting your energy? It's energy. I don't know about you, but I like the light bulbs around me. I like coming to see my friends that are really genuinely happy to see me. They haven't seen me and they really missed me. And they maybe notice some of the positive things that's been going on in my life, and they acknowledge that. Hey, I saw that you got that promotion. I saw that you did that so-and-so. And I just wanted to say, I see you. Great job. But when you see someone and the first thing that they say is, damn, where you been? I haven't seen you. Man, beat it. Get out of here with that. You don't care. You don't give a damn if you saw me or not. My phone number's still the same. If you cared, I'd heard from you before now. And when I seen you, you would be ecstatic. You would be happy to see me because you genuinely missed me. Not the rest of that negative energy BS. So, I'm saying all this to say, put yourself first. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm speaking for the true-hearted people. Like, I'm not saying if you're out there harming people and stealing things or doing things that you shouldn't be doing against someone else's, well, then no, I'm not talking to you. But I'm talking to people that, you know that you're a genuine person. You know that you spread nothing but love, and people have a problem with that. Some people have a problem that they are not able to do what you do, to joy like you joy, where it is free for everybody. And it takes work. Like, I wake up in the morning, I don't just wake up and start my day. I wake up, I meditate, I listen to my lectures so I can get my day right. I do that before I even post in the morning. I can't put out energy that's not right. I could, but I don't want to. I want to continue to vibrate at a high frequency. And love is the highest frequency of all. So I want to keep that in my heart. And I want to keep that spirit around me. I want those around me that are the same. Nothing but love. When you got a story or you hear something about somebody and you can't wait. You can't wait. Oh, they told you something personal. You can't wait to run and tell somebody. You need to fix you. You need to fix you. Anyway, so I can lecture you guys all day, but I just wanted to come and talk to you about the I don't give a fudge attitude. Go ahead and put that in your spirit for those that it applied to. You come too far to let the opinion of others be your demise. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep shining how you're shining. Keep glowing how you're glowing. Keep growing how you're growing. And let all the rest of that go. Stress kills. And you sitting here stressed out about somebody else's feelings about you. Let that go. Let it go. It has no room. It's too much other stuff that's out here that you have no control over seeping into your spirit some kind of way. So what you have control over, let it go. Be the best you. Continue to work on you. Continue to find ways to improve yourself. Continue to find ways to elevate yourself. Because everything else will fall into place. That's like saying you don't want money, but you want to help everybody. It's going to take money to help people. Yeah, you can be there and listen, but most of the time, it starts with money. Even if you want to get them a little gift or something to pick them up in spirit, it's going to take money. You got to drive over there to wherever they're at, it's going to take money. You want to take them on a little lunch date or something to lift their spirits up, it's going to take money. So you still got to take care of you so you can help others. All right. That's it for now. I gotta get ready to get tuned in to my 9 to 5. So I hope you guys have a great day. I wish nothing but love, peace, and healing upon each and every ear that this voice touches. I hope you have an amazing day, and remember to stay around people that light up when they see you. You know, a genuine smile and a genuine heart. And if you don't, ask for discernment so you'll be a better judge of character. You can weed out the bullshit, right? Have an amazing day. Peace and love. Once again, this is your girl, J Love Cameron. Have an amazing day.